Dave Hodges here, gleeful. I'm seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And, I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And we have Doug Thornton with us and from the American Vindicta Show. And you know what this means. The two of us have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And I tell you, we kind of invented this show out of nothing. And we're really gratified it's turned into something based on some things we said on our show recently. We're hearing from people in Germany. The German farmers are taking notice of it. They're my heroes right now. They're the number one group in the world standing up for freedom. Number one. God bless those people. But anyway, here we are, and we're really happy to be with you. We have a sponsor I really believe in. Listen to me clearly. Because we're waking up, 66% of the people in Iowa that were polled were asked one question: was the 2020 election stolen from Donald Trump? They said yes, 66%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're winning. Trump won. We're going to go over this, but he won in blue cities in Iowa. We're winning. We're winning. And they've got to do desperate things. And Doug and I are going to hit that today, the desperate things. But you need to protect what's in the bank because they're going to try to take everything away from you. They want to paralyze our movement. They want to take away your resources so we lose our ability to fight back. And we're going to go through all those possibilities. But you need to be into gold and silver. And this is why I am with Noble Gold. They're the very best at what they do. I have to give you an FTC warning. You'll love this. Any investment carries an inherent risk, and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. Okay, we agree with giving the warning. Here's my response. I have been an advertiser of Noble Gold for over 6 years, and I've been a customer for over five. I have the bullion, I have the coins, and we throw stuff there. The worst thing you can do is keep the bulk of your money in the bank right now. You need, and I'm telling you right now, silver coins probably the best buy out there, and they're portable. You can use them like a monetary exchange. Absolutely fantastic, and the banks have no control, and they'll convert your retirement. And they do it so inexpensively, I can't believe it. And they're the most fair, least pressure people I know. This is why I've been with them as long as I have. And I didn't know Noble Gold from anything when one of my people brought me their business. And I got to tell you, they've turned into my favorite group. They are truly great Americans, and you need to do this. 877-646-5347, 877-646. 5347. And people said, Dave, I didn't know this about your family. That's right. My dad, German refugees. My mom was part of the Ford clan. They were cousins. I think Henry Ford right now would equate to being like my fourth or fifth cousin. And when they went broke in the Depression, they lost everything. Ford family didn't lift a finger to help them. And my mom went from riches as a very young girl, toddler, to very, very big time poverty. And I grew up with this knowledge, and it's formed my economic basis. And I got to tell you, Noble Gold's right there. And my mom's smiling down from heaven right now that I have the sense to do what I'm doing with Noble Gold. Okay, Doug, man, we've got a full boatload of stuff to go over. Let me set the stage with Vivek. I know it's just breaking right now, but yesterday, first of all, 3 months ago, I came out and I said, the World Economic Forum paid for his education. Do you want to trust this guy? He appears out of nowhere with no political experience, and now he's a Republican primary front runner. Give me a freaking break. And then I discovered, because of Dr. David Martin, Dr. Martin, you're one of my heroes too. God bless you, Dr. Martin. He came out with incontrovertible evidence that Vivek Ramaswamy, his company, made $116 million on the jab. Did you hear what I said, people? On the jab, $116 million. And I went ballistic with this yesterday. And last night, he quit. Now we just need to get rid of Nikki Haley. Doug, what's your reaction to this?
Outside looking in, Vivek sounded great. Very intellectual guy, well speaker,
Well, they chose
and
him.
he tried to be the young, charismatic guy. But I'm sorry, you're just not meeting what Americans need, because Americans see through the BS because of social media, because of the internet, because we are finally having our eyes open in a way that has never happened in America. We see right through people like Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, yeah, he says some good things, but when you are yoked up with Klaus Schwab, you can't be trusted.
Exactly.
You cannot be trusted. Part of the Young Global Leaders Initiative. No, man, you can't be trusted. You're part of the "they want to make us eat bugs" group. I'm sorry. And the thing about Vivek was he was to come in and to steal the younger generational votes. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound racial, but because he's not white, I was listening to some political pundits the other day. Because he's Indian, they thought maybe that could also grab more of the younger generation of people that are Democratic going over to Trump and then go to Ramaswamy, who's a bit more of a smooth talker, and then steal that population. The whole goal was not to have Vivek win. The whole goal was to dwindle down as much support from Trump as possible. That's what it is. Trump is an enigmatic character. He is a super figure within politics, and they're literally lining up everyone to try and do anything possible to get this guy from not becoming the president again. And Ramaswamy just doesn't do it for me. Like I said, he said some things that I was like, yeah, I agree with, but it doesn't mean that I trust the guy. I never trusted the guy. He came out of nowhere. And then to find out he's WEF, and then to find out, he was part of the whole pandemic enrichment, which is what it was, an enrichment process. No, man. Trump has his faults, but if you compare Trump to everyone else that's on the docket, I mean, it's Trump or DeSantis.
I agree.
It's Trump or DeSantis. For the life of me,
Yeah.
I don't know why these two idiots don't put aside their petty conflicts and come together for one big
Well,
home run win for
your
America.
instincts are good. Your instincts are right on the money. I've got an inside source, and I cannot divulge much detail here, but I've been told that Trump has been told by big Republican donors, what if something happens to you? What if you can't run for election? What if you're dead? Do you not care about the nation? DeSantis is the closest to you. You need to bring him in. He's your running mate. I've been told those discussions have happened. Big
Yeah,
money, big money.
I heard the other day a rumor that Tucker Carlson would be the VP. Now, as entertaining as that would be, Tucker Carlson is not the VP. He's just not in that catalog
White
of
House press secretary. That's who Tucker is.
all day long.
A
All
reasonable
day long.
guy doing the job for once. Can you believe that?
Yep, all day long. No. Tucker needs to stay where he's at. Tucker is more dangerous to the status quo of the elites where he's at than being brought in to the government. The moment you get brought into the government, you're going to get put under OIG investigation. They're going to do all this crap, and everything that you email, that you say, they'll set him up and they'll bring him down.
Yeah, I agree. I
So
agree.
he needs to stay where he's at. He is a powerhouse where he's at. He needs to stay there. If
I
anything,
couldn't agree
more
with you
support
more.
needs to go to Tucker.
Before we go on, and I just want to say this with Vivek, I take maybe 1/100th of a percent of credit for exposing him for 3 months, and then the bombshell yesterday morning, followed by his resignation last night. Small part. Just I'm taking just very, very, very small part. But ladies and gentlemen, people are saying to me all the time now, I have people, my friends over on YouTube are saying, Dave, how do we find you now that the YT people got rid of you? And I'll tell you know why I think they got rid of me? I started thinking about this last night. I've exposed all their WEF people, okay? And Vivek is just the latest. I've exposed four of them big time. And Vivek is the latest. And I think that that's really pissed them off because it throws mud into their plans. But anyway, here's how you find me. Rumble. Which is the Common Sense Show, no spaces, the Common Sense Show. And our channel's growing over there, and we're getting a ton of comments. Participation rates are really good, and our followers are growing. It's certainly not like we were at YouTube, where we had about 250,000. And then also to the commonsenseshow.tv. This is what Doug and I do a lot, in-depth documentaries, and we talk about what's happening and what's more importantly, what you can do to counter what's going on. And Doug has the American Vindicta show, and that's on Rumble and YouTube. They haven't caught up to him yet, and I hope they never do, because we need his voice over there on the bad side. Doug, what am I leaving off as far as where people can find us?
The commonsenseshow.com and
Dot com.
.tv as well. Listen, with the .tv and the .com, we control that area, so they can't take Dave down unless they take the entire internet down.
That's right.
But you know, with the TV show, it's what, $4.99 a month now. We can say all the things that we want and bring on people and talk about whatever we want there without any, you know, any sort of a reprisal from social media. And it's coming. It's coming. Look, I'm now putting the Intel report onto YouTube, which for the longest time we said we weren't going to do because we just talk about some pretty incendiary things and YouTube hates us. But now that YouTube went, you know, all, you know, they went all Broken Arrow on freaking Dave, and they won't give us a reason why, just to piss them off, we'll now put the Intel report onto YouTube. And listen, I don't do this for the money. If you want to support me, you know, I have a GiveSendGo, and I have a PO box that you can, you know, send stuff to. I rarely ever talk about it. And
Yeah,
that's
I hear.
fine. That's fine.
I
The
didn't even
Lord
know
is
you
here to
had a
take
give
care of
send go.
us.
Here I am. We have a show together. I didn't even know you had a give send go.
I don't talk about it. I don't talk about my support.
No,
So it's
yeah, I have Patreon, and you never hear me mention that either.
Yeah, I am. We also have a Patreon, and look, I am horrible with my Patreon. I have so many things that I do a month, and plus being a dad with five kids and trying to take care of this little small farm and run another business for this training company. You know, I don't have really enough time to put more effort into Patreon. I don't have a team of people; it's me. So, you know, for people who want to support me, Patreon's a great way. Just know that occasionally I'll put stuff on Patreon that won't go on YouTube or Rumble. But for the most part, I try to make everything available to the public without 20 different paywalls of you can't see me if, unless you pay for this and this and this. So I try to be as clear and transparent as possible about that. But supporting what Dave and I do, it helps us because this year with 2024, it may be, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the last year we can look at America and say, remember when we had a republic?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
This may be the last year.
I agree. I want to throw something in we didn't talk about, and I'm not prepared to talk about it, but this, you just triggered a thought in me. This morning I was sent by one of my followers, now over on Rumble, they quit YouTube and get into Rumble, and they sent me a video of a Catholic priest. And this is one of the good guys, okay? There are really good Catholic priests out there. I love the Catholics themselves. I just think you've been betrayed by your Pope and some of the leadership. But he sent me this video, and this priest talked about how he talked to his friend in Italy, and he said, "Yeah, come on over here, and I'm going to pay for your train trip to go to this town north of Rome, and I'm going to do a video on this." And I wasn't prepared to talk about it, so I don't remember any of the names. But this Catholic priest said there was a guy there named Tom Zimmer. I do remember that name. He was an American veteran who relocated there. And this is after allegedly, okay, and I think it's true, that the Muslims were threatening to destroy the house where Jesus incarnated with Mother Mary. And they took the house and put it in this town. And it's been validated as being real. And they tell it as a religious miracle that the angels transported the house. Okay, that aside, this Tom Zimmer said, "I got to go there." And he just hangs out. He died in like the 1980s. Well, this Catholic priest was talking to this priest from Italy, and they made a recording. This is in the 80s. You're not going to believe this, Doug. And I listened to it this morning. This Catholic priest had a vision, as did Tom Zimmer, that Donald Trump, and they called him Playboy Donald Trump, will lead America back to a religious revival. He didn't do it in his first term. Okay. He didn't work against Christians, but he didn't do it in his first term. Doug, I think there's something to this. How could they have predicted Donald J. Trump was going to be president in the 80s? In the 80s. That just, it
Well, I
floored
mean,
me.
there's plenty of prophecy.
Floored me. And I think it's possible.
There's plenty of prophecy in the Old Testament
Okay,
that
look how
will.
evil Paul was. Paul, who wrote about half the New Testament. Okay? Look how evil he was. And look how God used him. Paul, he's much worse than Donald Trump could ever have thought of being.
Well, I
And
mean, so was
God,
Nebuchadnezzar.
exactly. I think it's very possible that God may use Donald Trump here in the fashion that was prophesied. I'm still blown away by this. And like I said, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to put together a presentation. I wasn't prepared to talk about it in this interview, but your comment really hit home with me. I see light at the end of this tunnel in the short term. And we might be going into the tribulation. I get all that, but we might be able to put it off to another generation. I think if we had a religious revival and America regained her dominance in the world, and we were once again primarily a Christian nation, I think amazing things could happen, for humanity in the short term. And maybe the end times isn't for our generation. I think the end times is fluid. I think a lot of it depends on what we do with regard to the Lord. That's just my personal belief, and I know that's debatable. Let's go to Trump in Iowa. Trump won every darn county, including the blue cities of Des Moines and Iowa City. What did you think about that?
Well, I was watching it last night and I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, amazing.
I couldn't believe he won every single county. Now, if that pattern continues, it makes you think, what happened in 2020 to change that to 2024? Well, maybe it's the fact that, yes, they did steal the election. But what that actually did was that assisted in helping people realize we are in more trouble than you ever predicted or thought we were going to be in. What Joe Biden showed America was the level of low that the elite are willing to go to put a pedophile in chief into our White House, the most powerful, most dangerous man in the world. Is a absent-minded elderly citizen with a fanaticism of children. We're in trouble. We're in
Including
trouble. I
including
mean,
his own daughter.
including his own
Including
daughter.
his own daughter.
Well, don't say that too loud. The FBI might SWAT team you for it. Here's the other thing is that what it exposed was it exposed the level of corruption that's in our federal government. And that's in big media, big pharmacy, or allies around the world are being exposed. This whole stuff with Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, that's going to start a that's going to start a fire that we're not going to be able to put out. And I can't wait for that. And this is just my personal opinion. Lord have mercy on me. But in my own mind, if it were up to me, with all these people that are on this Epstein list, I would throw the rafters of my house onto the bonfire if it made them burn a little hotter. You cannot take back the damage you did to those children that survived,
That's right.
not the ones that they satanically ritually killed, but the ones that survived. All right. There's a horrific story that's out of Houston to show you the signs and the times of a amphibian at the Galleria Mall in Houston. Him and six of his companions gang raped two toddler boys in a public restroom. That's how they were caught. That's how brazen they were. Dave, when my wife and I were reading this news article. Yes, I'm ready for Christ to return. I'm ready because if it only gets worse from here, my Lord, what does that look like? And I don't want my children being raised in it, but I am prepared to raise my children in it because I'm strong with God, because God is strong with me. But for many people, look at the hours of testing in their faith and their practice of worship is going to be coming soon. Joe Biden is nothing more than just one of many horsemen that are riding along the clouds right now, bringing us, famine, death, and destruction and enslavement. I'm not going to say that Donald Trump is the savior of all mankind, but if Donald Trump is God's appointed man for the time, he will be elected. And that may really depend on America. Are you ready to throw down your false gods? Are you ready to stop your idolatry? Are you ready to stop killing millions of children in the names of science? Are you ready to turn away from your wicked ways and to repent and come back to your first love, be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Are you ready? Because if you're not ready, then you will be divided with the goats and the sheep. And you don't want to be with the goats. The goats get tossed in the fire. And this nation, much like many nations, is no more special, no more different than Babylon, than Sodom, than Gomorrah, than ancient Israel, which was destroyed how many different times? Rome. All these kingdoms have come and gone, and all their paganistic ideas come and gone. And America has went from a once Christian nation to a quasi-Christian nation, to a openly witchcraft practicing satanic ritual abuse, accepting, kind of identified as a Christian occasionally if it gets me some discounts at Starbucks, nation. That's where we're at. We don't know what we are, but yet we say we're ready for any fight. We're not ready for the fight with the Lord. That's what we're not ready for. We are not ready for that. And no one can withstand that storm. And that's what is promised to this nation if we don't turn back. If we get Joe Biden again, boy, he'll be 90 by the time he gets out. If we get Joe Biden or one of those ilk again, it shows you America is being under serious judgment and worse will come. God chastises those whom he loves. Yes. This is
Yeah.
what chastisement looks.
And God's plan is in his own time. And you said
That's right.
something, you triggered a thought in me, Doug, and I hadn't thought about this before. I've listened to pastors say this, and I totally agree. God wants you to be successful, but you have to submit to him and you have to trust in him that it's in his time. And maybe Donald Trump had to have the election stolen because what we're seeing now is in God's time. I really believe we're on the edge of a big revival. I feel it in my bones, and I think it's God's time. And I think if people hearing this message, if you don't know Jesus, it's easy. It's easy just inviting him in, and amazing things start happening. And I'd also say this too, Doug, that people who are of other faith, you need to ask for direction. You need to pray daily. What do I need to do today, Lord, to serve
Yeah.
you? Because
Well,
that's where revival comes from.
what these people don't want is like the landslide in Iowa. They don't want that spreading to any other major Democratic areas,
Well,
right?
they know it's coming because why do you think they're trying to take him off the state ballots?
Well, once again, let's bring up the Black Swan event then. Okay. If we're
Okay.
going to go this route, it's the Black Swan event. Why a 2024? Let's think about some things. Why is it that when 9/11 happened, it was something in the Middle East? And then we went to the Middle East and we weren't, destroying Iraq and Afghanistan wasn't sufficient enough for us. So we decided to go to other Middle East nations and then to start dropping bombs of freedom there. And then we have every other event that is going on in the world right now that keeps kind of turning to America being the protagonist. And yet, in Israel, with Gaza, Netanyahu and the U.S. government and other governments knew the attack was going to happen on October 7th, and they allowed it to happen
Right.
so the invasion into Gaza could happen, so they could take the Leviathan project, which is the big natural gas that they
Yeah,
found out
gas and
there.
oil, exactly, right.
Right? So when the whole world finally starts to catch up on this and we start to rebel against this, what do you think the leaders of these nations are going to do? They'll cut the power. Disease X. We got a video here about Disease X. Might scare you, some of you a little bit. And it's not like Dave and I hadn't, talked about this for a few years. That real epidemic is coming. The real one.
Let's play the
And
audio. Let's play that.
all right.
It's out of India, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I watched it 2 days ago. It's informative.
More news across the globe in terms of health. In fact, the World Health Organization has named the next potential pandemic as Disease X. But that's not all. Disease X could be on its way. British healthcare professionals are gearing up for Disease X, which they say may be deadlier than COVID-19 and may have a similar impact as the Spanish flu. The WHO says Disease X could be a new agent, a virus or a bacterium or fungus without any known treatments. A report in the UK, beg your pardon, Daily Mail quotes an expert, Kate Bingham, who has issued a warning claiming that the pandemic caused by the disease X could claim at least 50 million lives. She also mentioned that the virus has the potential to result in 20 times more fatalities than COVID-19. Scientists from the UK are putting their effort into developing a vaccine for this potentially deadly pathogen. After the potential threat from disease X, WHO has now considered outlining a research and development blueprint that can focus on the diseases and the pathogens which needs to be prioritized for research, of course, in the context of public health emergencies.
Yeah, my reaction initially is this. First of all, congratulations on her great English, because I think she's Indian in origin. And she delivered a very succinct report. And she's kind of leaving it to us to judge. Here's my biggest question, Doug. Oh, it's disease egg. It might be 20 times deadlier. Could be like the Spanish flu. Could be killing 50 million people. How do they know in advance? Event 201. How did they know from Event 201 that COVID was coming?
So event 202, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear it fine?
Okay. So with event 202, that's Bill Gates predicting that the next disease X event or pandemic is going to be biological in nature. It's going to be a biological weapon that was stolen, which don't forget, like the month that that whole thing came out in like 2021, there was some sort of break-in at some, I don't remember which country it was in Africa, and they stole a bunch of biological weapons. Okay. They're going to blame that on Islamic extremism. It's too easy. It's too easy because it always draws us back to the Middle East. And if you go to the Middle East and you're fighting in the Middle East, eventually you're talking about Israel, right? So that's how I see a lot of this lining up with prophecy. Everything keeps coming back. Like if Russia was that bad, why aren't we in Russia? If Ukraine was that important, why aren't we in Ukraine? If the border is that important, why don't we swarm the border? If crime is that bad, then why aren't we swarming every democratic city where tens of thousands of people die every year? It's because it's not to them. What's important to them, because prophecy always proves it, is to gain control and maintain control or destroy Israel. That's what they need. And they need the whole world to allow it and accept it. This is just things that I'm musing around. I think something is
Yeah.
going to be coming out about this that's going to lead us right back to Israel again.
Well, they're going to get what they want. L let me tell you information I'm getting, and it leads right back to what you're saying. I asked Stephen Bannun this morning, and former Israeli intelligence, worked with the CIA for a while. This guy's really good at what he does. And I asked him, are you aware that some of the missing line items, the Pentagon's missing $6 trillion, they failed six audits in a row, that some of the weapons are going to Ukraine, they're repackaging and using Iranian agents and sending those weapons to the Houthis in Yemen. and that's being used to attack shipping, including our Navy. Another, it's classic military industrial complex, supply both sides so you can make double the money and then have a war and make a lot of money. That's the military industrial complex, but also the globalists need a war of population destruction and to distract the people from waking up, like what the German farmers are doing, where the biggest nation in the EU is saying, screw you, WEF, and our German traitor leaders. We're not following you anymore. And they've paralyzed their country. And they need this distraction. And here's the interesting thing. I was told today by Stephen Bannun again. He said, Dave, I don't have all those details that you're giving me, but he said, I see the direction curve and Ukraine would be the right source. And he said, they have a history of doing just what you're talking about. And then he went on to say, Lloyd Austin's not on board with what's going on. And this is why he disappeared. Isn't that interesting? They took him out of play.
Well, and now he's back.
Limitedly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like Ron Brown, where Clinton had him killed. I don't think it's like the Ron Brown deal, but I do think that Lloyd Austin's life is in danger.
Well, regardless of the fact of whatever happens next, it's planned. I
Agreed.
don't think we can say something happens. Which may ca it may catch all of us off guard, but to say that it catches the elite off guard, I think would be negligent at this point. They're planning something. They've told it too many times. They've said, prepare for the power to go down, prepare for disease X, prepare for wars, for political assassinations, prepare for a potential civil war, the collapse in the economy. If I don't see where this is driving up like the stock market numbers very much when we talk about this. So if it's not to benefit them monetarily, then it's to benefit them in the other way, control.
What they're saying is, watch this, watch that, watch the other. What they're basically saying is, you're not being good, obedient global slaves, and we're going to screw you up. We're going to attack you like no one's business. That's what they're saying. It's the grid. No, it's a pandemic. No, it's a world war. No, it's economic collapse. Take your pick, because the bottom line is, they know they're losing control and they're trying to scare us into submission. See, we told you it was the grid. Now unify behind your good little leaders in your nation and do what they tell you, and you'll be okay. This is what they're going to do, Doug.
Yep. That's, I mean, this is what they've told us that they're going to do. And once again, they couldn't paint Donald Trump out to be a bad guy. We didn't believe it. A few people did, but even those few people are now coming around to see, man, we've been lied to this entire time. So when they lose control, can you imagine Donald Trump back in the office again, what this man is going to do to these people? He's said it. He's out for vengeance against these people. And
Well,
that would
one,
be a civil war.
he's going to have trouble with the Air Force, not most of the Army, not the Marine Corps. If the military is behind him, these people better find a place to flee to. That's my feeling. Additionally, I'll tell you this, I've never called for the deportation of illegal aliens. Okay, we as a country have acted illegally and let them in. But I'm telling you right now, if Trump came in and said, we're going to do background checks on all of you, and when we find objectionable things, you're gone, and we're deporting you back to your country of origin. I think there could be 20 million deportations.
Well, Mexico is wanting us right now to take on 10 million people and make them all citizens. I mean, you don't think 10 million people can't sway a vote in a political race? What convenient timing, right? All these things going on right now, very convenient timing. And Trump said it'd be the biggest deportation mission that America has ever been involved in when he gets into office.
I used to liken deportation of illegals to the Trail of Tears and Andrew Jackson, and I said we don't want to go there. But in this case, when you have Christopher Wray, the scumbag FBI director, telling us we have 80,000 terrorists estimated to be in our country. And he puts a couple of dozen American cities on a watch list. And this is 6 weeks ago. Then I'm saying, okay, how'd they get here? Open borders, maybe? We have Chinese soldiers here. We have Venezuelan soldiers here. I ran a video on that the other day with the Venezuelan soldiers. Michael Yon's covering it like crazy. They need to be deported. All these
Well,
Chinese nationals need to be rounded up and deported.
migrants as a weapon,
There you
refugees
go.
as a
Exactly.
weapon, is a term that's used to describe a hostile government that is organizing or is threatening to organize a sudden influx of refugees into another country or political entity with the intent of causing political disturbances in that entity. All right, that's the definition for refugees as a weapon. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
And then there's the adverse of that. When it's like 80% men of fighting age that are coming here and very few women and children in Italy.
That's the trend change. Exactly. That's what Michael Yon has captured.
Yeah,
Exactly right.
you got to understand the strategic nature of that.
No, you're absolutely correct on this. The disease X people is planned. And it is going to be more, they're correct in one thing. If they just introduce another flu agent like COVID-19, people are going to go, screw you, screw your mask, screw your 666 social distancing, screw all of that. And they know people aren't going to obey. But if you're walking down the street and you see a guy bleeding out of every orifice, you will self-confine. Most people will.
Well, what's the deal with the German government right now that's predicting imminent war with Russia and World War III?
Putin ain't going to buy it with the German farmers doing what they're doing. There would have to be the most amazing provocation. If say, think about this, if you're Vladimir Putin, and you know Germany's opposed to you, blah 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 blah. Okay, are you going to interfere with what's going on in Germany when it helps you, when it negates one of the biggest members of NATO? He's not going to touch this. He's going to leave Germany alone and let nature take its course.
Yep. The fact that eventually Russia and France will cave in to Putin because the people will force the government to capitulate.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll have two more superpowers, one nuclear, which is France, added into the allies of the BRICS nations.
I predicted in 2014 that Germany would leave NATO and that France would follow because of the amount of natural gas they used to get from Germany. And this is 2014. They had the Crimea crisis and the change in government in Ukraine that was under very suspicious circumstances, and it turned Ukraine away from being pro-Russian friendly to pro-NATO and anti-Russian. But I didn't count on this. What I did know in 2014 that I know now in 2024 is that climate change policies negating the use of natural gas would kind of take away that possibility. But here's what I'm seeing. The people are saying, screw you, government. We're done with you. We're going to live the life according to our resources. And Doug, I'm going to say this, and I don't give a crap what any of these people say. I'm a trained researcher. I know how to read the data, and there is no data. All they say is, okay, if I'll give you an example, 2008, the global warming people were busted in East Anglia University and Penn State. They had their emails hacked, and that showed that they knew their data was fraudulent. No one got fired, but they had to change their strategies. They went from being global warming to climate change. So if it's a degree cooler in a city for 1 year, that's climate change. If there's a hurricane, that's climate change. If there's a tornado or an earthquake, it's climate change. Climate change became the 24/7 phrase for everything, and it became the excuse to impose tyranny on us. They're deindustrializing humanity. They're demilitarizing America as well as deindustrializing us. And it's all under climate change and woke nonsense. And Doug, I'm telling you, as a trained researcher, they have no data. Even their climatological patterns. I had to go do research on this because I'm not a climatologist. But I found out you do weather projections and analysis over 50 year, 100 year, 500 year patterns. And you could even go beyond that. They don't even have 100-year projections. And we've got global warming going on Mars. Are the Martians driving their cars too much? This is nonsense. And CO2, can't have CO2. Wait a minute, we're carbon-based life forms. CO2 promotes greenery, okay? And what they're doing is they want to go transhumanism. They want to meld man and machine so they can live forever. And this is why John Kerry can refer to us in the third person. Humans are the scourge of the earth and we need depopulation. But wait a minute, isn't he human? No, he wants to be a transhumanist, meld man and machine, transhumanism. And then there's carbon-based life forms, humans, that they want to extinguish. And this is why they're taking away CO2. Has nothing to do with the health of the planet. It's the biggest BS story in the history of the world. This is a bigger lie than COVID. This is a bigger lie than the little clot shots that we took. To me, Doug, it's so clear what they're doing. The climate is no threat. It's the excuse to exterminate humanity and get rid of carbon-based life forms. And remember what the Bible says. The Bible says if Jesus didn't return, no flesh would be left alive. Book of Revelation. Okay, well, gee, is that AI? Yeah, it's AI. And it's also transhumanism AI. And to me, this is what we're looking at right now. And it's time we start calling this out, Doug. There's no science. Do you know when they did the 1997 Kyoto protocols and all these scientists met in Kyoto? They partied and drank sake and chased horrors for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, they go, well, we got to leave saying something here. We have to come to some conclusion. And so they voted whether man caused climate change. Voted. Science isn't based on voting. It's based on replicable data arrived from scientifically conducted studies. And they didn't do that in Kyoto. They didn't do it in Rio de Janeiro when they came up with the Agenda 21 nonsense. This is the biggest fraud perpetrated on America. And this is what the Germans are standing up to. It's what we need to stand up to. We need to have our tractors in the street. We need 100 million people to march on Washington and peacefully protest. Did you hear what I said there, FBI? Peacefully protest. Doug, I know I'm off on a tangent here, but I'm convicted to expose the lies, the COVID lies, the vaccine lies, the climate change lies. It's all one big deception. And I think when the Bible talks about the great deception in Revelation, I think this is part of it.
Yep, many things come into play. It is January 16th. Can't wait to see what February looks like.
Oh my gosh. But you know what? Where you and I would have been rejected by mainstream America 2 years ago for saying this, or even a year ago, people now are talking to me about this. Average people, Dave, I haven't been following you for long, but I thought you'd like to see this. And they send me stuff along the lines of what I just said. People are finally waking up. But here's what I want to say too. The Bible speaks very specifically about faith without works isn't worth very much. Here's my question to our audience and those who they'll pass this on to. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to stand up and hang your neck out there and just say, we ain't doing this anymore? We say no and hell no to your satanic agenda. And ultimately, that's what this is.
Yeah, it is the time now to get serious and to prepare for whatever in the heck is coming. They're promising you something's coming. So, like we said the last show, get your beans, your bullets, your water, your band-aids, get all your necessities ready so that you're not scrounging around. I remember when COVID happened, I was in Walmart. And I remember I'm getting stuff for my wife, and I go across like the toilet paper aisle, and there's two old women fist fighting over toilet paper. Don't let that happen to you in 2024. They're already saying it. This stuff's going to come right back. It's going to be cyclic. So prepare accordingly. Don't lose your mind. And don't forget, still go outside and have a good day, right? Enjoy the time with your family. Don't be caught up, on your phone looking for internet conspiracies until you can't sleep. Go out and enjoy your life still while it's still peaceful.
That's true, because it's not going to be that way for long. It's not going to be that way for long. And I want to remind people of something. They go, well, this crap can't happen in America. I hear this some. I still hear it. People being in denial. I just want to remind you of something. The people that brought us Bach and Beethoven and was the most cultured society on the face of the earth in the 1930s brought us Auschwitz. You don't think it can happen in what should be a virtuous country like America? You're fooling yourself. If you don't think Auschwitz can happen here, Elon Musk exposed something a couple days ago, and I'm not an Elon Musk fan. When he talks about God, he says God or the gods. I mean, that's a quote. Okay, sorry, Elon. There's only one high God, God Almighty, and his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's a Trinity, and he doesn't get it. But sometimes he does right things. And he said, I've been in these refugee camps built in America. They're massive. Let me take it a step further. What happens when they release the refugees fully into America? Who are they going to put in those camps? Americans. If you don't think people that
Dissenters.
replacement theory is real, replacement theory is real. People don't get it.
They're gonna put people in those camps who don't agree with the status quo and who are not willing to do what the ordinary men in Nazi Germany did, and that's whatever you're told, follow orders. Yeah. So
Here's the other thing too, is I think they know they're going to get more resistance because the Nazi Germany, they got a lot of compliance because Hitler put people back to work because he built an economy based on military spending. Totally. The destruction of America's planned, the deindustrialization, demilitarization, there'll be no such economic revival in America. And I don't see what the hook is going to be for the globalists to get the majority of America to go along with their crap, except they're going to try to scare the hell out of everybody, which is why they SWAT team J6, why they SWAT team abortion protesters, they SWAT team school board protesters. They're just trying to scare us. I don't think that's going to work either. They don't have a hook like the Nazis had. That's my point. Do you agree with that?
absolutely.
I think. Now, there's another thing here too I wanted to bring up, Doug. We didn't have it on our list, but we got a few minutes left. You know about the evils of the company towns, 1880 to 1930. You lived in the company house, you worked at the company job, you had to do exactly what they said, you weren't allowed to protest, you had to vote for who they told you to vote for, you used company script, okay, and all this stuff, okay? And let me tell you, the company towns are coming back. There are communities now being built by major, major corporations like Amazon, Walmart, Target. They're just starting this. And the Biden administration's giving them massive tax breaks to do this. So I think some of it's going to be immigrant oriented, but I also think some of it's going to be American oriented. And here's why I say this. Think about what I just described. Isn't that a smart 15-minute city? Everything that you need is in your company town. And you're using the company script, which is CBDC. And I already know the Federal Reserve's on record saying they'll never do CBDC. And everyone else is saying, yeah, because they're going to have the corporations do it. I think I might be onto something here. I think this is the plan to get us into smart cities and to do CBDC, limit travel, and subjugate the population. And by the way, there's also new landlord regulations that are coming out. It's called the here, let me read this to you. It's called the Initiative for Unsheltered Homelessness. And people are now being encouraged in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maine to take in illegal aliens into your home or to put them in your business or if you have an open office space or whatever, let them live there and they're going to pay you money to do it. And Biden's funding this at $35 billion. Listen to this though. These new regulations for landlords are going to come into play. And I want to warn America, do not take an illegal alien into your home unless you want to adopt them permanently. Because these new regulations for landlords, these immigrants will be allowed legal counsel at taxpayer expense so they can avoid eviction, avoid following the rules. These people can go on strike if they don't like the color of their apartment. Or they want more heat, or they want the utilities paid for as part of their rent, they can go on strike and the landlord's powerless to evict them. And this is what they practice. Think about this. in COVID lockdowns, you remember that the CDC illegally made a law saying you can't evict anyone during COVID. Do you remember that? And it wasn't until the end of the lockdowns did the spineless Supreme Court come back and say, well, we think that might be illegal, so we're not going to allow it. They should have done it right away. They practiced for what I'm telling you in COVID. It was a beta test. And I want people to know, do not take illegals into your homes. I want to say this again. Do not take illegals into your home. You will never get rid of them. They say, well, Dave, they're going to give me $2,000 a month. Yeah, how much is that going to cost you in the long term when they're giving you nothing and you can't evict these people? So that's something I want people to be aware of. Doug, what's your reaction to that?
It's going to be like what they did in Germany. Eventually, they're just going to force people out of their homes.
Oh, you're
If you had
talking about
multiple
08 when they had the immigration
homes,
crisis? Yeah.
if you had multiple homes, or if you had a home that you had extra spare rooms in, they force people to harbor people. This is what they're calling for. AOC calls for this. Is she going to put it in her home? There's a lot of rooms in the White House. Are they going to put people in there? No, of course not. It's always us, right? They want us, we the people, to bear the burden of their wars, of their taxes, of all the crazy satanic stuff that they do. They want us to be the fuel of it, and they also want us to harbor all the people that they're bringing over here to destroy the country as well. We just say no. We say no to all the stupidness, but we have to do more eventually than just say no. And that's where I pause in reflection. Are we ready for that? Is America truly ready to resist tyranny again?
Well, it should have happened with our farmers. Let me give you an example. Carbon capture programs in the breadbasket, Democratic judges giving orders to take away the property rights of farmers, and these carbon capture monolithic corporations come on and they dig these massive trenches, disrupt the farming. It's toxic chemical time. It can get into the water supply. It's too close to homes. Kids play by there. And it's destroying a lot of farms in the breadbasket. It's called carbon capture. Here's what should have happened. And farmers, yeah, I'm saying you should have stood up. Should have done what Germany's doing. All the neighbors, when someone was victim of carbon capture, should have brought every tractor, every vehicle, and started blocking the entrances. Force a showdown. We need an Ammon Bundy showdown on every farm that they're trying to make property rights go away. And they're attacking farming because they want to be the controllers of the food. Bugs, fake lab meat, aquatics to benefit Bill Gates. I say no and hell no. And you farmers need to stand up. We can't do this one for you. And the German farmers have shown you how to do it. They've shown you how to do it. And I'll tell you this, Doug, the country's pissed off enough now. If they started taking action against American farmers who imitated the Germans, you would have non-farmers showing up to help them. We would have hundreds of Cliven Bundy, Ammon Bundy showdowns with the federal government, and we would back them down.
Well, it'll come to that. And don't forget, Antifa made their threat that they were going to go to farmlands and start setting hay barns on fire and killing cattle. If we go down that route, expect that too.
Well, that's a life-threatening event, and self-defense comes into play. That's all I'm going to say. Self-defense comes into play. I know a lot of farmers, Doug, and I know a lot of them well. And to me, they're the salt of the earth. It's the most needed profession in America. Politicians, flush them down the damn toilet. Farmers, we need. And you farmers need to stand up and realize America will stand with you. Doug, the American Vindictus Show, we kind of went through everything we had. Anything you want to add before we close?
Nope, that's it for me.
Yeah, well, we succeeded in pissing a lot of people off today, I guarantee you. The powers that be will be listening to this and said, we really need to watch Hodges and Thornton. I'm telling you, Doug, this is going to piss them off, and I'm glad to do it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. We'll see you back here again next time. With the way things are going, we may be doing another Doug and Dave Intel report soon because we respond to crises. Thanks, Doug.